Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Yes, indeed, my fellow Americans. It is the broadcast for May 4th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour one of two with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. That is our guide. That is the solution. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. No doubt, we use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. That is one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. And I got another incredible peaceful solution at our fingertips. It is today, the National Day of Prayer, and a vital part of our American heritage, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association, emailed me a great email. AFR.net, that's the American Family Radio Group, also sending this to me. Great people, great work. They highlight some fundamental truths about the National Day of Prayer that I want to bring to your attention. And then I want to let you hear the prayer. Since the first call to prayer in 1775, when the Continental Congress passed the colonies, or they asked the colonies, to pray for wisdom in forming a nation, the call to prayer has continued through our history, including President Lincoln's proclamation for a day of humiliation, fasting, and prayer. That was in 1863. In 1952, a joint resolution by Congress and then signed by President Truman declared an annual National Day of Prayer. And in 1988, the law was amended and signed by President Reagan, permanently setting the Day of Prayer as the first Thursday of every May. This is the first Thursday, the 4th of May. Therefore, it's the National Day of Prayer. Now listen up. The National Day of Prayer, ladies and gentlemen, stands as a call for all of us to humbly come before God, seeking his guidance for our leaders and his grace upon us as a people under God. Incredible stuff, right? Incredible day. I hope you participate in your own way. There are radio networks and TV people and everything else that are having the National Day of Prayer. There's phone calls that you can call in and hear the prayer. People are taking a moment of silence to pray. People are praying in their own way. I think it is a tremendous, beautiful, as Sheriff Richard Mack would say, day to focus on the National Day of Prayer. Now, they designate someone to give that prayer. And here's the prayer that is given today on the National Day of Prayer. Here's what it says. Let us pray. We come with fervent hearts to praise you, Lord. You are the Word, the Way, the Truth, and the Light. You are the Alpha and the Omega, Lion of Judah, and Almighty God, who was and is to come. You clothed yourself in flesh and dwelt among us to remove our sin and clothe us in your righteousness, that we might dwell with you forever and ever. With broken, humble hearts, we repent of our sin, confessing to you our faithlessness, our prayerlessness, and our disobedience. Forgive us for our doubt, our prideful and quarrelsome words, that reveal our unclean hearts. Cleanse us. And put a steadfast spirit within us, we pray. With grateful hearts, we thank you fervently for the blessings in our lives and throughout America. They are more than we are able to count. we will remember your grace and testify to your goodness in all generations. Help us to refrain from complaining, but instead be prompted to be faithful in praying and to pray faithfully in every circumstance. Teach us to have a content heart, knowing that you are enough for our every need. As the church, we commit to pray and to love our neighbor and nation as you loved us. That our reputation in this world will be in your love. We pray that the Holy Spirit will work and overflow in us through every prayer, thought, word, and deed. May our character, conversations, and conduct reflect the righteousness in which you clothed us and commanded us to live. With an obedient heart, we took on the full armor of God, your breastplate of righteousness guards our hearts from which flows the springs of life. We pray fervently for our communities and country, the people who are in the church, family, education, business and workplace, military, government, arts and entertainment, and even the media. Every person, Lord, is your workmanship, fearfully and wonderfully created and loved. With hopeful hearts, we pray that all will choose to receive your love and follow you. We pray that America will confess Jesus as Lord and reflect your righteousness in every sphere of influence and every aspect of our lives. We ask that heavenly hope will flood our hearts, silence hate, and that you will heal our land. Believing that you are all that you said and all that you have promised, we pray fervently in the righteousness that avails much. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. What a tremendous prayer and effort, if you will. And I'm really, really, really grateful for that. Now, that's the prayer that they sent out for the American Family Association. But remember, each of us can pray in our own way. Each of us can say our own prayer, right? Each of us should pray, not only on the National Day of Prayer, but all the time, every day. We need to pray like Daniel prayed in the Bible for this country, in my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. I normally never pray on the radio because I kind of believe prayer is a private thing, not a public thing, really. And I don't think we want to, pray to get praise from men or anything like that. We want to pray humbly, quietly before God Almighty. But I want to offer a quick prayer on this nation. I really do. Here it is. Our dear Father in heaven, we come before thee with gratitude and humility in our hearts for our liberty, for the freedoms that thou hast given us, for the sacrifice of the founding fathers and those former generations who have gone before us. We are grateful for their sacrifice, for their commitment, for their willingness to suffer so that things may be better for us, subsequent generations. We pray that in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls, we may repent to thee, that thou will heal our land and protect us. We pray that we will carry forward their legacy, that we will turn our hearts towards our fathers as they turned their hearts towards their children, that we may be a human chain, the great family of God, that we may understand our godly and our American heritage, that we may teach God, family, and country, that we may teach how to protect life, liberty, and property, that we may work towards preparing a people for the return of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, to save us all. We pray for strength and guidance in our efforts. We dedicate our radio programs and our lives, our hearts and our hands, and our works to thee, Father. We pray for guidance and protection in all that we do. We invite thy Holy Spirit to be on each of us, And we pray that we can humbly repent and do as thou hast commanded us, that we may receive blessings from thee. We, Father, pledge to do our best and trust in thee for the rest, to save this nation, to lead throughout the world. We pray that this nation may be a light on a hill, to set a standard of honor and truth and liberty throughout the world, that we may teach the principles that thou hast embodied through thy faithful servants in the supreme law of our land, the Constitution, that we may teach the checks and balances. We pray that we will not seek for power, but that we will seek to pull it down. We pray that we will seek to serve thee, that we will put no other gods before thee. We pray that we will keep and teach and promote God, family, and country through the Ten Commandments, that we may identify the God-ordained family and understand how to preserve the nation. The National Day of Prayer is a wonderful day, Lord, and we thank thee for this opportunity that we have before thee. We would like to sponsor Ten Commandments promotion in the world. Please give us the resources to do so. We thank thee for these blessings and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Go ahead and take the break. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Matthew 24:24 teaches us that the church is deceived today. Deceived Christians call themselves Judeo-Christians. Around 1900, Jews commissioned the Scofield Reference Bible, which transformed the Jews from Christian killers to the chosen people. Here's the truth. America is in the Bible. Revelation 21. Our form of government came down from heaven. Verse 3. The many Christian ministers at the Constitutional Convention sought God's will. The God-given rights in the Constitution were ordained by God. America is the new promised land for Christian Israel, and Christians are the true chosen people. True Israel is Christian. Listen to Jesus, quote, "My sheep follow me," unquote, and, quote, "You do not believe because you are not my sheep," unquote. John 10:25-27. The beast has transformed America into the woman mystery Babylon, Revelation chapter 17. For the complete Bible study, write to Christian Knuckles, P.O. Box 210813, Royal Palm Beach, Florida 33421.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, RussQuinnengift.com presents Kelly Finnegan, Brian Rust, RussQuinnengift.com, ladies and gentlemen. You have a friend in the honest money business. It's time for our honest money report. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you much, Sam.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly. It's the National Day of Prayer, sir.
It is, and it's also my daughter's birthday, and 33 years ago today, I was shot by a serial killer. So I'm very grateful.
Now, what about a serial killer?
Yeah, I was involved with a serial killer, and I'm the sole survivor. So it's been my daughter and I share a birthday, as she likes to put it. It's my rebirthday.
So let me understand, just to be clear, it's really your daughter's birthday today. And you're saying that you escaped a serial killer?
Right, and she was born 7 years later, the exact time of day.
Wow. We're going to have to one day bring you on and discuss that event.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Well, I don't know that escaping serial killers is exciting. To me, it sounds quite harrowing, Brian.
Well, it right. is. I mean, I wouldn't have her if I hadn't. So it was exciting.
You mean if you hadn't escaped or survived?
Right, right. She was born 7 years later, so.
All right. Well, the parallel for this, ladies and gentlemen, is with the National Day of Prayer. We want to think of survival, not only for Kelly Finnegan, our dear friend, but for all of us and for our nation, Brian. It's a National Day of Prayer. Welcome, sir.
Thank you much. Yeah, I agree. Prayer is so important. I think we need to call upon our Heavenly Father for strength, for guidance, and even peace in a world of mass confusion.
All right. I don't know if you guys heard my prayer right before the pause, but I gave my own prayer for the nation. I normally don't believe in praying on the radio. I believe prayer is kind of a private event, but for the National Day of Prayer, I set a prayer for this, for our country and for all of us, guys.
It's awesome.
That's
Thank
just
you.
Why they call me a terrorist and a racist and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're followers.
I hope you're followers of Christ, not of me, because I'll lead you astray. I won't try to. I'm just a human, and I do bad stuff, right? So there you have that.
Well, we are followers of Christ.
Amen to that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, Kelly.
Well, I was going to say, I think one of the biggest things lacking, and we really need to have that in mind in our prayers, is gratitude. A grateful heart is an open heart. And if we're grateful for what we have, the Lord will look more abundantly upon us.
I couldn't agree more, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's jump to the Honest Money Report. Where's gold sitting, Brian?
Gold is sitting at $2,045.90.
2045.90. That's up a little bit, right?
That's up. That's a
wow.
It hit a 2075, I think, was the high.
Wow. 2045.90 silver?
25.79.
How much can I get a Silver Eagle silver dollar for right now? 2023.
They're pushing, they're over $40.
Ouch. I got to pay $40 for a dollar, Kelly. What the heck's going on?
Well, you can buy an old silver dollar for less money, but you don't get the ounce of silver.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now, that's interesting. We got so many different dollars, it's not even funny. You got the fake Federal Reserve dollar, Brian. Takes 40 of those suckers to buy a Silver Eagle silver dollar. And then you got the other silver dollars, too, that aren't quite worth as much as the Silver Eagle one, but they're worth a whole lot more than the fake ones. And, I mean, what will the real dollar please stand up, Brian?
That's exactly right. I get people in here very often with the presidential dollars that are a gold color. So they come in, I've got these gold dollars, and I'm really looking to convert that. Well, it's a dollar. Yeah, you can go get you. Well, you can't buy a whole lot with it, but you can spend it. That's what that coin is.
Yeah, as things got worse and worse in America, they came out with the dollar menu, and then they had the jettison the dollar menu on the way to the continual slide of the currency. Now it takes $40 to buy a dollar there, folks. Wow, it's just a sad tale to tell, and it's getting worse because the Federal Reserve hiked its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25%. That's the 10th in a series of hikes that began in March of 2022, so 10 interest rate hikes. Now, the latest one yesterday was 0.25%. And the interesting thing about all that is the Fed raises the benchmark interest rate literally to a 16-year high. And they say, but you know what? The next one might be a cut. Are they just mocking you at this point, Kelly?
Well, they don't want to look reactionary. They would have stopped this time, but they knew that if they did that, they were bowing to the market, so they have to wait a little while to do that. But they're behind between a rock and a hard place. You know, they're damned if they raise interest rates, and they're damned if they don't, you know, because inflation is still way out of hand and the stock market's going down. And so they have no alternative but to try. And as soon as they start lowering, that's when gold and silver start really taking off.
Brian, the Fed raises rates. It turns out to be above 5% now. That's their bench rate or benchmark rate or whatever. So everything else is higher than that. It's the highest since 07, even before the 2008, quote, Great Recession took place. That is quite telling, sir.
Well, they're trying to stop the bleeding. And the issue is you know, how about we stop the spending? You know, we're talking about stopping the bleeding and pushing, but we have no recession. Life's great. Things are just happening. Everything's just fine. But is it? Is it really? I mean, they're trying to stop the bleeding, and we need to stop the spending.
I agree with Brian 100% on this, Kelly. We need to stop the spending, but here's the problem. Even the Republicans already voted to raise the debt ceiling. I mean, they put a few little tiny, oh, we're going to save this and save that, but it amounts to nothing really in the scheme of things. So the Republicans are starting the debate, the discussion, the battle, whatever you want to call it, with a losing proposition already. And the Democrats are going whole hog. They're not even close to reducing, much less stop the crazy spending. It's out of control.
Yeah,
you hit it.
You know, and it's funny. It's like, yeah, hey, honey, we're almost going bankrupt. Great, let's go to dinner. You know, it's like they just don't get that you don't spend more to get yourself out of a hole. You don't keep digging deeper to get out of it. So
it is possible, Kelly, that they get it and they know it's a lost cause, so they're just like, we might as well just go down and be happy till it hits.
Well, yeah, Biden says he wants a clean, you know, a clean bill put to him, which means, you know, they're not going to claw back any of this money for COVID that they had earmarked that they never spent.
How is that clean, Kelly? Sorry to interrupt. How is that clean? That's dirty money all the way around. That's as far from clean as you can get. That's dirty, dishonest, manipulative politics. That's literally a suicide financial mission for the country.
Clean means he gets to do what he wants to do, and he can spend as much as he wants, so he looks good in front of everybody.
Got it. The emperor has no clothes, Brian.
Yeah.
What do you say to this, though? They're not even talking about slowing it down, really.
That's right. Or maybe they don't care. I mean, it's not their money. It's not going to affect them, but it's going to affect a lot of people. I guess if we, you know, we pull up that U.S. debt clock, I think what does everybody owe? We owe some kind of $250,000 per debt taxpayer or $100,000 per citizen. I mean, it just continues to grow. And how's that affecting a lot of people that can't afford to even buy food and so on? But I guess somebody will pick up the check. But
well, we're in our 50s and 60s. I don't think any of the three of us are going to be paying back no $100,000 or $250,000 or any number like that. We're too old for that. We'll never get that done.
No, you need to tell your grandkids. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Push that to the grandkids. Yep.
Yes, it's down to grandkids. I think they're shooting for great grandkids now that are going to be paying this back. You know,
they can't pay it back because they're going to have debt of their own that's creeping.
Right. Plus, they're trying to kill the dollar every day. So the dollars, and that's on purpose because then they can pay back the debts with, you know, lower amount of money because the dollar's not worth as much. So they can pay it off easier. They love inflation. They just don't want you to notice it.
I see. Their goal to keep inflation at what, right around 2%? Is that their goal, Brian?
I think there you go.
So I got a little thought for you when we come back. We'll do it. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Brian Rust, Kelly Finnegan, Rust. CoinandGift.com. You got a friend in the honest money business.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has no event scheduled for today.
A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy decisions while vice president under former President Obama. The claim says the FBI had the information before the 2020 election and is on form FD-1023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over the document between then-Vice President Biden and an undisclosed foreign national. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa.
We have credible information that this possible criminal activity took place, and I can't verify whether or not it's really a criminal activity, but I do have a faith in the whistleblowers that bring it to me that this document exists.
A gunman accused of shooting five women at a medical facility in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia, and killing a CDC worker has been taken into custody after an eight-hour-long manhunt that shut down Metro Atlanta yesterday. Police said 24-year-old Deion Patterson opened fire in the waiting room of a Northside Hospital medical office. Of the four wounded women, three of the victims remain in critical condition at last check overnight. Jail records show Patterson has been booked into the Fulton County Jail on one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
Mexico's army welcomed a new search puppy gifted from Turkey following the death of a Mexican rescue dog while helping to find survivors of February's massive earthquakes. The three-month-old German Shepherd's name is Arkadas, meaning friend in Turkish. USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
All right, Kelly Finnegan, Brian Rust with me. Rust, CourtingGift.com. So I find this fascinating, this, whatever you want to call it, this hike in interest rates, this situation where it seems like everything's starting to spiral out of control. But here's what I find fascinating about this. We want to get a handle on our finances, obviously, but the politicians don't seem to want to. All right, but I don't know if you know, there's a guy by the name of Ajay Banga. That's Biden's pick to now be the president of the World Bank. And the goal is to broaden its ambitions to, quote, combat climate change. He was approved to a new five-year term by the World Bank's executive board on Wednesday. Now, Mr. Banga, or whatever this guy's name is, will assume the job on June 2nd and succeed, listen to this, David Malpass, who was nominated by the Donald. Now, I'm not very smart, but I thought Donald was like America first, stand for America, forget this global crap, we don't want it, America first. And everybody said, oh man, you're a hater, Donald. How dare you say America first? And why is Donald nominating a World Bank leader rather than pulling out of the World Bank? See, all these politicians, it's like a political theater thing. They're all willing to, like, publicly say whatever that makes you and I feel good. But in the end of the day, they're all promoting the same agenda. So, you know what? Biden puts Banga in, and Trump put Melpass in, but really, different person, different side of the aisle, whatever you want to call it, same mode of operandus, Brian.
Yeah, there's, you know, that good old boys club back there, they kind of, you know, if you don't fall in line somehow. I thought Trump would do a better job at some of this thing. I mean, that it could be it's a learning curve for him, since it's, you know, you get into a new job or something, it's a learning curve and so on, and you get kind of caught up in that. And that's what happens back there. I mean, we send these politicians back there, and hopefully they're going to do what's right. And actually, back to prayer, we're praying that they're going to make the right choices, but then they get caught up in the money, and you got to help me do this, or I can't help you do anything, or I can't, you know, and here's how this game works. And there's a lot of that going on. And so, good question.
Yeah, Kelly, you need to start singing "There Must Be Something in the Water," huh?
Well, it's us versus them. That's always been that way. It's getting even worse. And people forget that Donald was a Democrat, you know. Then he never said why he changed over. I think it was for the opportunity, but that's it. You know, these people they have their agenda as to make money. That's it, money and power. And the more power you have, the more money you get. And so, you know, it's not, you know, and so they play each of us against each other, thinking that they're doing something on our side, right? In the back room, they're there patting each other on the back for a job well done.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So you know what? You're not going to fix the world. You're not going to stop the global bank anytime soon. You're not going to be able to get Congress to quit spending money so psychotically or crazy. But what you can do is you can protect yourself and your family. And in my mind, that's where honest money comes in. Precious metals comes in. You can create a hedge. You can create a protection. There are things you can do, is the point, Brian.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's you know, peace of mind is that preparation. And that's kind of what we've been, you know, saying and pushing, you know. You know, some people come in, they're confused, they don't know really how this all works. And it's a matter of getting in the game, and little by little you can start putting together that nest egg that, you know, when you need it, you can fall back because you got something there that you can actually use that's actually tangible and tradable.
Kelly, what do you think? This is something that we really need to help Americans understand. And, you know, there's a lot of efforts being made in this. There's efforts by the United Precious Metals Association to make it possible for us to literally take possession of our metals and hold the metals, as Brian and you always wisely warn. There's the gold backs, which is an effort to try to make it possible for you to, you know, use it like day-to-day money. There's efforts to tie debit cards to real money vault holdings. There's efforts to make constitutional currency gold and silver. You know, you got Utah and Wyoming and a few other states that are doing this. There's progress being made. We got a long way to go, but all these efforts, in my opinion, eventually will pay off if we keep at it.
Well, yeah, when you go buy gold or silver, that is money that's lost to the government. They don't know where it went. It disappeared. You have it. You know what you've got. But they don't. But it's not something that's in currency and circulating and in, you know, the velocity of money. And they hate that. That's why Roosevelt recalled all the gold, because that way he could print more dollars, you know. And so gold is the only true universal currency, and it's the only one that is the real denomination that every nation understands, and it's the and I'm forgetting the term that they call the dollar. It's the kind of the default currency everybody uses. But gold's always been that, always will be. You know, JP Morgan said gold is money, everything else is credit.
You got that right, Kelly. What do you think of this? I'm sorry, Brian. I'm saying that, you know what, all these efforts are good efforts. I know they're not enough. I know some of them are better than others, but. You know, even the gold back idea that says, hey, you know what, we're going to have a little bit of gold and all these different plastic notes that you don't, or I shouldn't say notes, plastic gold backs is what they call them, or, you know, these digital efforts to say you can trade money online, but it's backed by money in the vault with real money in it and everything else. They're steps in the right direction, right?
Well, I think we're trying to hold on to and preserve our wealth instead of letting the government spend us into destruction. I think that, yeah, I mean, over history, we see a history in the metals. I mean, we can see that history in metals, and they're trying to make headway. And yeah, and the government's kind of fighting that. They kind of want us to all be on the dole and on the handout from them so they can take care of us because they just know what's better. So, and it's pathetic, but yeah, we're trying, but it's definitely an uphill battle. We've allowed a lot of our rights to be taken, and we continue to allow our rights to be taken. And so at that point, it's just an uphill battle. We'll continue to fight, but yeah.
All right. The reason I bring this up is because, you know, how do you live in modern society and deal with, you know, money? You know, I believe the only real money is constitutional currency, gold and silver. But at the same time, in our modern world, you know, how do I pay a guy that's in South Carolina that worked on my website? Or how do I buy merch or shirt from somebody that's in, you know, Missouri? Or how do I, you know, we've got to have ways to kind of deal in modern society. And we've got to have ways to deal, as Ron Paul always pointed out, to deal with competing currencies. You know, it was really bad when it was only the Federal Reserve. Now we're opening things up, especially in Utah and Wyoming and other states. We're opening it up to competing currencies, which good money can drive out bad money if we can find a way to deal with it. And right now what they're trying to do is move us so fast to a digital world that nothing we try to create can keep up and stuff like that. How do we handle that, Brian? Any ideas?
Well, I think, you know, I think there are some of these ways. The problem, one of the factors or a downside, I guess, for us in the sense, is there is no competing currency from the Fed's standpoint. I mean, if they feel like you're a competing currency, they're just going to come in and shut you down and take or confiscate whatever you have. That's happened in the past with metal. People have tried to put a denomination on their coin and or metal or round and so on, and the government will come in and seize it. So they try to shut that down. I mean, there needs to be a way to and that's where we thought, okay, well, our banking system is somewhat secure, but it's all based on fiat currency. And so without backing, you know, there's a real problem and trust. And so, and that's kind of where we sit. So we're trying. I mean, I think things are trying to go that way, but it's a curve.
People say to me, Sam, what about these vaults? How can I trust them? How do I know that they'll be stable and good? My response is, you know what, whether it's FDIC insurance, whether it's some other private vault with insurance or bonding or this and that, you know, you can only trust people so far. At the end of the day, they may or may not have your gold if you don't have it in your hand. And so my recommendation is, when it comes to your savings account, keep your money in your hands. Okay? Take possession of your metals. However, you know what? It's fine to have a little bank account, if you will, or a little United Precious Metal account or whatever. And it's fine to have some of those gold backs to trade. And, you know, it's a little bit of available money for these unique circumstances where you got to deal online or you've got to deal in person or whatever. It's got to be portable and easy to use where people know the weights and measures and stuff. But there's a way to manage all this. Hang tight.
Can be found, Mr. President, in churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, I'm making the point, ladies and gentlemen, with Kelly Finnegan and Brian Rust, RustQuinnGift.com, that you know what? You can put together a plan if you learn what to do and get a little bit of a guidance, and we probably ought to write like a doc on this to kind of help people understand, or some kind of a guide. Look, take possession of most of your metals. Learn to buy a variety of metals. Buy dimes and quarters. Buy silver eagle, silver dollars. Buy 1 ounce rounds. Buy, you know, if you have a lot of money, buy yourself some gold. And there's ways to get this cross-section portfolio together. Don't invest all your money into gold and silver, but enough of it to create stability in your life. Take possession of your metal. But it's okay to get a gold-back account. Have a little bit of money in a gold-back. You know, it's kind of like, hey, I put this amount of money on a debit card or whatever, so that I can go ahead and spend online, or so that I can, you know, have some gold backs in your wallet where it's like I can go to somebody and when they buy me a milkshake, I can give them a couple of gold backs and thank you. And, okay, by all means, have that stuff in your hand for the portability and for the unique lives that we live. But, by golly, as a whole, put most of your money in your own hands. Brian, let's start with you. I think we ought to put together some kind of a doc and an education about how people can kind of do this stuff.
Well, yeah, the key is, and I've always preached the fact, if you want, you don't want to have to call Bill in New York. He's your financial guy, and when it hits the fan, and everybody in his chain is calling Bill, and now Bill, you can't get a hold of Bill, and now there's more panic because you don't have control of kind of your finances. So it's always important that you have some right in front of you. So that's the rainy day effect, because if you really need it, and you got it right here, you can barter it, sell it, use it. And we preach that a lot. And I'm not a big fan of these storage places and so on to put your stuff, because I've seen three of them in this state alone go under and take people's stuff. And so now you're chasing, and that wasn't a good idea. And you thought it was at some point, but you got to have, I'm not opposed to having some cash in the bank or a bank account and so on where you're using that money. But on the offset, you're protecting your paper, having it, in your own hand.
What do you say, Kelly? I'm saying kind of a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's always, you know, wise and stuff. We need to put together an idea. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, you got to be careful, because there are wolves in sheep's clothing. So just because somebody makes it sound like it's all, hey, gold and silver, and I'll store it for you. Oh, okay. Now, there's, like Brian says, there have been several people that have lost everything that way. So you have to have possession of it. And if you have it in your bank safe deposit box and the bank closes for whatever reason, restructuring or whatever, you can't get in there and get your stuff. You're renting the box from them, but that box is theirs. And if you don't believe that, read the fine print. It's just like the money in the bank, you know, the cash you put in there. But you're an unsecured loaner to the bank for that currency. That currency is theirs. So, you know, the saying is, if you can't hold it, you don't own it. And you want to be able to get to it. I'm not telling people to go out and bury it in their backyard or hide it under their mattress, but you need to have it where you can get to it, you know, the majority of it. And if it's in a vault in Switzerland or Delaware or something, you're going to have a hard time getting that when you really need it.
Uh, All right. Brian, what do you say to Kelly's response?
No, I agree. I mean, that's what we talk. I mean, that you want it in your hand where you can trade it. You walk down the street, I can trade, I can get gas. I mean, in 1980, R.C. Willie Smith's gas stations, they were all taking metal. So, you know, how does it work? People say, well, how does that work? Well, it takes care of itself. That market created itself when there was, you know, when it was running like this and people were nervous and afraid, they had metal and they could use it. Today, we still, the adage saying is that, you know, that silver quarter still buys me a gallon of gas. The Fed money, a dollar, Fed paper money won't even get me a gallon of gas. So you look at the you know, it's holding its value. That metal is holding its value, and it has tradable assets. So it's not hard to get rid of it. You need to use it.
Now, and your coin shops are going to be like the banks. I mean, if you need cash, you got to go to the bank, right? Well, same with the coin shop. Say, I need some cash for this gold because Joe Blow over here only takes this fiat stuff. So you just swap it for some fiat, you go pay him off, and then you know, buy back some gold or save up and get some more. So it's just like that. It's just a way of saving some cash that's in a way not easy to get. So it's so easy that you just blow it on stupid things. So it's a savings account. But that way you can change in and out like that very easily. It's the most liquid thing in the world. That's why the price goes down whenever there's a stock market problem, because gold and silver so liquid they have to sell that so they can raise cash to pay the, you know, their leverage on their stock accounts, because the stocks, well, nobody wants that, but they'll easily take the gold and silver. So when you see the prices go down, that's what's happening. They got to raise some quick cash and they're selling their gold and silver.
Folks, I don't really know where to go with this, except for I kind of think a write-up of, you know what? What's the plan, folks? And my plan is a little bit of food, a little bit of medical supplies, a little bit of preparedness, you know, some blankets, some alternate fuel, some this and that, you know, a massive survival guide and education on honest money and putting together a portfolio for stability, taking possessions of your metals and our recommendations, I think relates to this entirely. And I created myself along with a guy that I work with. He actually works for me. We're creating a new website, Brian and Kelly, that I thought you might be interested in. And it's a website to help people prepare. And it's called Prep Starts Now. Because I believe people need to start preparing. I mean, they should have been preparing a long time ago, but you know what? Rather than cry over spilled milk that you don't have it done or whatever like that, it's time that you know, start on it. Prep starts now. And it's going to be for the kind of beginner and intermediate prepper. It's not the hardcore survivalist guy or whatever else. It's more of a, you know what, where do you get started? What do you do? Do you need a guide? What food should you have? And how do you put together a food storage plan? How do you start? You know, you don't want to go in debt to do it. How do you do a little bit at a time? And how do I deal with food? And how do I deal with money? And how do I deal with, what if I have to dig in and stay home because I can't leave? Or what if the opposite, I have to leave and I can't stay home? How do you prepare for all that? Anyway, Prep Starts Now is going to be a website to help do that. Hey, Lizzie, I just put a commercial in there in the test folder for you to check out. I'm hoping you can run that in a second. Tell me when you've got it, and then we'll play that real quick. But Brian and Kelly, that I put this together with some people around me because we believe it's so needed, Kelly.
Oh, it is needed. And the other thing that's really important is to have some books, you know, that you can go back and reference, because what if the power's out and you can't get to it online or somebody took it down or whatever? But if you have some books there on how to do something, you know, how to maybe start a fire, how to store some food, you know, what kind of things to buy for certain things. Books are really important. So anytime you see a book about something like that you don't know about, pick it up. You know, you can usually get them pretty cheap at a used bookstore.
Yes, or used online as well. All right, we're going to play this commercial, then we're going to go to Brian. Go ahead, Lizzie.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Brian?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, that's what we talk about in metals and so on. This is another way, is in a lot of avenues to get out the information, great ideas, what other people are doing. And I think the bottom line is peace of mind. I mean, when we're in a position where we've been preparing and studying and have information and good solid information, not deep, stuff that clutters our minds and makes a mess of our world, but good information, and we have that peace of mind, so we don't have the fear when it all starts crumbling around us. There we have peace of mind where we can help, we have the ability to be in a good place.
Kelly, I think this is something sorely needed, and I'm gonna take your suggestion about books and create a list of books that I think people need. One of them is How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, for example, on the medical side. You know, there's a lot of information that we can bring to bear, and we can create this site, Prep Starts Now, as a resource to help people get ready, and we'll make gold and silver part of that too.
Yeah, and I even tell people sometimes, hey, do you have some vodka put away? And they'll look at me, I don't drink. I'm like, I know, but it's a great antiseptic, and it can start a fire. It can do a lot of things. That's a very useful tool, having ethanol. I don't care if it's vodka or just pure ethanol, but it's just a good thing to have because it has the medicinal purposes there of, cleaning wounds out and disinfecting things. So there's other things you need to think about other than just food, if you have matches. And the Boy Scout, manual on preparedness is great because it tells you how to make your matches so they're waterproof and how to add Clorox to water to, if it's dirty, to make sure it's clean and things like that. So yeah, there's a lot of information that and this is a good idea, having this in one place where people can get to it.
There you have it. We're working on stuff a little bit at a time. And the problem is we've just got a tiny staff and limited funding, but you know what? I think the Lord is prospering our efforts, ladies and gentlemen. He is accelerating his plan as we prepare for the Savior Jesus Christ to return. And it ain't going to be pretty along the way, but we can soften those landings, soften those blows, work together, prepare together, pray together, and do these things that can make a difference, Brian.
No doubt about it. That's what needs to happen. I mean, we're in a world of chaos and clutter, and this is a great thing to have where we could have maybe more peace of mind and rally around together and find strength. And today we pray for that. I'm praying for that.
Amen. We're all praying for this, and we're praying for the greatest country on the face of the earth, too. That's one thing to remember. Even though, bad things happen in the world and things are tough, you know what? Kelly is a survivor. We're all survivors, really. Every day we live this life, it's a perilous place. But we're all survivors in a way, and we can celebrate our survival. We can celebrate with gratitude to God Almighty, as you started out the whole show today, Kelly.
Well, yeah, the depression was a trouble. It was depressing. That's why they call it a depression. But, there were more businesses created during the depression than percentage-wise than ever before. And there was a lot to look forward to, and people pulled together and helped each other, And it was like the World War II in Britain, how it brought everybody together. And it's like we have this common enemy, and we're going to win. But we need each other.
No doubt about it, and we know the Lord wins. So the real key is we got to be on his side. I'll tell you that right now. Brian Rust, thank you, sir.
Thank you much, Sam.
Kelly Finnegan, thank you too, sir.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
The Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen, on Liberty Roundtable Live. You've got a friend in the honest money business. Rust, coinandgift.com. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. It is prayer day. Say a prayer for me, will you? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.